We saw two Gemaras that appear to deal with Sveika Derabban and Makam Tarki Desasre. What do you do? We know the rule is Sveika Derabban Lakula. I don't know whether I'm chayiv to do X or not. I don't know whether Y is Aser or not, whether I'm allowed to do Y or not. So then you have the right to Yimeko. But how about a situation where it's either A or B? Either I'm chayiv to do A or I'm chayiv to do B. One or the other, not both, but not neither. So it's not a yes or no question, but an A or B question. How does Sveika Derabban Lakula play out? So that's explicitly the issue in our sugya, in the sugya of Haseba Kuvches Amud Aleph, and it seems to also perhaps be adjudicated Megillah Daf Hey. Our sugya spoke about the Shita of Rav Nachman, that has said, Mishnah told us that the Zechiyah of Haseba Bish'as Achila, which the Gemara identified as being specifically Bish'as Achilas Matzah. And the Gemara's assumption is there's also Zechiyah of Haseba Bish'as Shtia. And the Gemara tells us, B'Shem Rav Nachman, that some of the kosos do require, and some of the kosos don't require. That much is clear, that he distinguished between the first two kosos and the last two kosos. What was unclear is, which is which? Are you chayiv dafka the first two, or dafka on numbers 3 and 4? That was a machlokas later on Amoraim. Gemara given svaris in both directions, but came to no conclusion. And the Gemara says, since it's a teku, since we have no clear hachra, therefore we're machmer for both A and B, both haseba on the first two kosos and haseba on the last two kosos. It seems to come up also Megillah Daf Hey, the discussion, we know that there are most cities in the most locations in the world, Mikra Megillah and the other mitzvahs Hayom of Purim apply Yudal Adar, and there are certain places, Ayaris Makafis Chom, Yosef Shua Benun, where the mitzvahs Hayom apply instead on Tezvav Adar. What do you do in that even smaller segment of places in the world where we're not sure whether it's the Mukav Chom Yosef Shua Benun or not? Either historically, we're not sure how old the city is, we're not sure how old the wall is, or as the Gemara says, it could be even Machlekes and Din, a Suffolk and Din. We're not sure whether the seawall of Tveria counts as a Hekif or not. So, however it is, whether it's a Suffolk and Metzias or a Suffolk and Din, be the year where you're Mesupekes, whether it's Mukefes Chom Yosef Mesupek, whether it's Mukefes Chom Yosef Benun or not, the Gemara said, practically speaking, in Tveria and in Hutzal, those two cities, that when do they have Mikra Megillah? What does the Gemara say? Mikra Megillah on both. They had both Yudalit and Tezvah. So the Rambam and others assume that's the din, and that would be entirely consistent with our sugya. You're not sure whether A or B, you do both. Even though Sveik Rabban and Lakula, you do both. The Rambam, the Gaonim, the Rambam quotes from the Gaonim, they said, that's a chumrah. That was a minig ha-makim of Tveria and Hutzal Timachem, Midas Chedera, a communal Midas Chasidus. But Mikra Din, you only do what? Say the Gaonim, you only lay in when? The first day, right? And you dalit and you're potter on Tezvav. So and in each case, we had seen that the Ran gave two explanations for why the Din is the way it is. Two explanations in Psachim for why we're machmer for both sets of kosas, and two explanations in Megillah for why you lay, we're not why we lay Yudalid and not Tezvav. So in Psachim, his first reason was Sveika Derabban Lakula is not relevant because Sveika Derabban Lakula applies only Makam Tircha, only when there's a real cost. There's no Tircha, there's no financial cost. So then it's inappropriate to rely on Sveika Derabban Lakula. So that's one way of limiting Sveika Derabban Lakula. Now we spoke about it last time, that seems like it's consistent with the Shita of the Ran. That's consistent with Rashi's approach in Beitza to not saying Sveika Derabban Lakula and Davar Sheyesh Matirin. And the Ran, consistently, Lishitaso, rejects both. The Ran has a fancier approach to Davar Sheyesh Matirin and Darim, and here he also does not like saying that Sveika Derabban Lakula is limited to b'makam tircha. No, Sveika Derabban Lakula should apply here also, despite the fact that it's really not a big deal to be meisiv more. He says, no, it's an Ikra Din. Sekhtar Ban Lakula fundamentally doesn't apply because, why? Because you can't be double Makel and you can't arbitrarily choose. And the problem was that by the Gaonim, Shita, and Megillah, it seems like we are arbitrarily choosing. We're not Makel there doubly either. But we are Makel to do just one rather than both. So what's talk of the Pshat? So there, he had given two Pshatim as well in Megillah. The first Pshat was maybe it's Rove, which again is not going to apply to Tveria, which is a Suffolk and Din. But when it's a case of a Suffolk and historical Matzias, so explanation number one is Al Pi Rove, statistically speaking, a random old city probably was not Mukefes Chomos Yishubanun. It may not even be, close to 3 millennia, 2.5 millennia, close to 3 millennia old. Even if it is, the wall is probably not that old. But then he said, plus, it's inappropriate to say Svegdraba and Lakula in both directions. It's inappropriate to say Svegdraba and Lakula in both directions, but that's why you lay in the first day, then you're off on the second day. So number one, nafkamina between the two answers that he gives seems to be two nafkaminas, right? One is that the first answer does not apply to Tveria, and therefore Tveria, I have to think of maybe Tveria does require both Mikadin, maybe. Moreover, for the first answer, if Yitaka missed day one, there's no point in laying in day two. For the second answer, if you missed day one, you probably would have to lay in day two, because he does agree in Megill, you cannot apply Svegdraba and Lakula in a way that you're for sure doing the wrong thing. If you're not going to, you lay in a, if you're going to say that Anshe Hutzal don't lay in the Megillah ever because each day is Svegdraba and Lakula, that's untenable because for sure they're doing the wrong thing. Okay, but in Megillah, he is comfortable with saying, lay in on Yudalit and don't lay in Tezav. Whereas over here, by us, in Tzachim, he said, Amai Nokel Bahani Tfemiani. How can we arbitrarily choose? How can we arbitrarily choose? And even B'dieved, I've already been Mesiv with the first two Kosas, and now I come to the latter two Kosas. I already have been Mesiv the first two Kosas. So why not say, the first two Kosas came first? I was already Mesiv. So at this point, it should be a standard Svegdraba and Lakula, but no, it's not. In Megillah it is, once you lay in the Yadalid, you're Patan Tezvav, but here it's not. How come on my Nokel Bahani Tfemehani, you can't arbitrarily choose, is a concern with Heseba, but not with Megillah. So yesterday we spent time on the Mishnah Melech's approach. Mishnah Melech, as we saw, is the one in Perak Alpha Lach Yud Alpha, Megillah is the one who raises the Sira and Rams. And he gave the approach that we spent some time on, and he has to do whether is it a universal issue for all Jews, or is it only for some subset of Jews. So Heseba is the same Shiloh for all of Klal Yisrael. And we spent some time yesterday on the Svara for that. The Svara for that it may be at least somewhat similar to the Svara of the Tosar Rosh and the Bach, that you can't be Oker Din Daraisa Lagamre, even when you're using Akira's Dov Minat Torah, so in a somewhat similar fashion, you cannot be Oker Adin or potentially be Oker Adin Dirabanan Lagamre. And the truth is, the language, he used it in a different part, but he did, in the next line, in the Ran, use the language of Mikra Mitzvah Seba Lagamre. That's where he sort of left off yesterday. The Ran is suggesting, and maybe one way to think about it, is you can use Sveika Dirabanan, one way to express the idea of the Mishnah Melech, the Svegdraba and Lakula is limited to the first teretz of the Ran is limited to the Makom Dekatircha. The second teretz of the Ran would be saying the Svegdraba and Lakula is limited to an individual Chovas Hagavra. I'm not sure whether I'm a Choyiv to do this or not. I'm not sure whether I'm allowed to do this or not. The Svegdraba, if it's a Dindrabanan and it's an unresolvable suffix, you say no, Svegdraba and Lakula. Svegdraba and Lakula is in the Chovas Hagavra. But even though there's a risk that I'm doing the wrong thing, there's a risk that I'm going to do something which is actually Nisus Drabbanon, there's a risk that I'm going to miss out on what's actually a Chiyuv Drabbanon. Okay, That's the rule of Sefer Ban Lekula, but Makam Safik, you're allowed to take that risk. But apparently, you're not allowed to risk the halacha. That's what the Mishnah Melech appears to be, just to sort of reformulate what we had yesterday before we move on to another teretz. Sefer Ban Lekula can allow me to take liberties with my personal chavos agavra. Even if a thousand people, a million residents of Tveria, okay. But there's a separate notion of akiras ha-halacha. For the halacha to not be followed, almost like a chavos cheftza, the halacha needs to be followed. Maybe I'm not following it, you're not following it, he's not following it, she's not following it, but someone's following it. But if no one's going to follow the din rabbanan properly, that's like a new level. That's not just a question of I'm not maintaining my chovas hagavra to follow the din drabanan, but the dinim drabanan, the halacha, is not being followed. That's a concept that sounds like the Mishnah Melech is developing. It's like a separate halachic value. Jews have to keep the din, and the din has to be kept. So if you have a suffix haseba, we're going to tell you, if we're going to issue a psak at the end of the sugya, Kufches Amar Aleph, that therefore, everyone should mace from the first two kosos, but really could be that maybe talk to the din is last two kosos. That's not just you're not being mace properly, and I'm not being mace properly. No Jew in the world is being mace properly. So is that just a matter of quantity? It's more people? No. It's not just more people. It's like the din is not being kept. It's a mekra mitzvah saseh b'lagamri. He says mekra mitzvah saseh b'lagamri on the next line of the Ran, but it still is significant. He only uses that terminology in Psachim and not in Megillah. Because in Megillah, it's not that the mitzvah is being ne'akeres. It's individual Jews are not following the halacha properly. So individual Jews, chovas hagavra, that's where you have a rule. Sveka d'rais l'chumra, but sveka rabban l'kula. However, if it's not just individual Jews' performance, but the very integrity of the din itself, so then already that apparently is b'yatai Mishnah Melech understands around, that's beyond the scope of sveka rabban l'kula. Sveka rabban l'kula does not allow us to jeopardize, to introduce the possibility, to risk, that the din is not being kept. So that's why, by Megillah, you could say Korbi Yadalad, because there are other Jews that are being Korbi Yadalad in Muncie and in Edison and in Haifa. And there are other Jews who are being Korbi Tezvav in Yerushalayim and in Shushan. So Kriya B'Tezvav is being kept by someone properly. Kriya B'Yadalad is being kept by someone properly. The Anshei Tveria will be Korbi Yadalad. It could be they really should be Korbi Tezvav. Okay. But it's not as though no one is being Korei B'Tezvav. So that is the Mishnah Lamelech's answer. And we saw he also pointed out that it's relevant to the Mabit, who is a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, in the discussion about what year is Shemitah, which again is one of the issues that plays in to the whether or not you accept the Heter Mechira. He also, in middle paragraph, he relates this issue sort of from a different angle, the very, very, very famous Machlokas between the Radvaz in Egypt and the Chacham Tzvi in Central Europe, a famous celebrated case. What do you do if a Jew has the right to leave jail for one day a year to go daven? So should he go, should you pick a particular day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Purim, or today? So the Mishnah Melech gets involved in today. Very fascinating discussion. So he relates that before he raises the Ranim Tzach, and we just talked about the Ranim Megillah, Korbi Yadal Pot Zezvav, so he has a Gemara in Menach, which may not be relevant to the Ran, may not be relevant to the Shaila L'Chachem Tzvi Radvaz, so you can take a look at that, but again, that's the first answer to the Stira between the two Rans. Noam and Ariel, yeah. Mm-hmm. or why Dafka Yudala the post says Vav? I'm not sure. Let's take a look inside. I'm not sure that he really addresses that. The end of the first paragraph. Yeah, right, correct. The end of the first paragraph of the Mishnah Melech, he says, once you're going to have to do one, so then Tzarech Likros B'Yudal, the take of Shabbat Mitzvah Yadot, Tzarech Shikai Mena. They should do it the first available opportunity, even though we're not sure which is the appropriate opportunity. And that, right, that line, that question of choosing Yudal versus Tezov, right, that's what brings him into the discussion about, should I do the Mitzvah today as opposed to tomorrow? Now, again, it's not the same, because by Megillah, it's either or. Only one is really relevant. Whereas, where it's a suffix, which is the correct one. Right? Whereas the Chacham Tzvi Shaila, it's really, all the days are relevant, I have to choose one. So it's not exactly the same, I guess that's one of the issues that he raises. Ariel, question.
I think one potential issue with the Mishnah Melech is that he seems to imply that the issue with the four Kosos is that really it's fine to do the first two or it's fine to do the last two, but if you choose one, then the mitzvah isn't being kept. I think that opens potential vulnerability in that, let's say if one person decides, okay, I'm going to do the last two, then everyone else can do the first two and the mitzvah is being kept and everyone's yotze. So if that's the only issue with choosing the first two, then why didn't they just do that?
That's an interesting point. So you're saying a weakness in the Mishnah Melech. There are probably at least two weaknesses in the Mishnah Melech. Number one is that it's very fascinating, but he is machadash a new concept that does require a makor. That there's a separate, that if no one keeps it in, that's more than, this whole is greater than the sum of the parts. It's not just that X millions of Jews didn't violate their chovos agavra, but in addition there's some new issue of akiras hadin. The Mehecha Tesi, that should be the case. I mentioned before, there is a Tosa Rosh Nebach, the level of Daraisa. They say you cannot be Oker, Chazal can be Oker, Din Daraisa, but they cannot be Oker the entire Pasuk. Right. However, it may or may not be a great Sushtel. It may even have really be parallel, because there it may have more to do with Torah Shebech Sav versus Torah Shebech Peh, as the Prima Gadim says, rather than the whole Mitzvah versus part of the Mitzvah. Right, so the problem number one in the Mishnah Melech is Mehecha Tesi. Who said that Akiras Hadin is like a Chovas Cheftza to see to it that the din is kept? And number two is what you're pointing out is even if you accept the Mishnah Melech Lomdus, which is fascinating but seems somewhat speculative, even if you accept the Mishnah Melech Lomdus, the Cheshbon still doesn't work. Because Kuv just said, everyone should either be Mesa for the first two or the last two. So in Mela, practically speaking, some people will do the first two, some people will do the last two. So in Manav Shach, if you have millions of Jews being Mesa, even at a point in Jewish history, we have hundreds of thousands of Jews being Mesa, if you tell people they should choose either the first two or the last two, so Lamasa, you'll have at least one Jew doing the first two, you have at least one Jew doing the last two, so it's no longer Mecca Mitzvah Seva Lagamri. Right. So if that was that's a very good practical second question that you're asking, which is even if it's true, it doesn't require a mandate that everyone do both. It just requires, rather than saying everyone should do the first two, say everyone should pick. And then Mela, someone will pick the first two, someone will pick the last two. Right, so that does both reasons. Both Kash and the Mishnah Melech would drive us to see, is there another way of solving this problem? Albeit, as I said before, the language of the Ran and Psachim is intriguing. So it's that Mikra Metzah Sefer Lagamri. But on the other hand, he uses that language also, it should be noted, not about choosing one or the other, but that's why he says you can't do neither. Because then you personally were Oker Metzah Sefer. He doesn't really mean, in the Mishnah Melech sense, that Etzem Takanas Chacham was Nekra. He's saying, you particular Jew, you individual Jew, know that you definitely didn't follow the din. It's really a Chovos Hagavra issue. So the language of the Ran is enthralling, but it's not really a Raya because he's using a different context. It's interesting. Mishnah doesn't even point that language. That was my horror. But I wouldn't say it's a Raya Machrachas. It's suggestive. And you don't have a Raya Machrachas, and you do have these two kashas. Mehecha Tesi, this that there is such a concept of Akiras Adin, and that it should limit, it's independent of individual Chovas Agavra. And, as you said, even if there is, that this is not the only way to solve that problem. Let's take one or two more questions, and then let's talk about one or two other answers. Yoni, you were waiting very patiently. Okay, well, I'm glad I was mechav.
The problem with that is that if you're supposed to lean for the first two courses, and then if some people lean for the first two courses, fine, they'll do correctly. But for people who lean for the last two courses, they won't do it correctly. So they'll have a problem themselves. So isn't everyone going to want someone to, I guess, ask him for which one they should lean for, and then you may still have that problem.
Again, I don't understand. You're responding to Ariel's kasha?
I guess.
Ariel was saying, kasha number two in the Mishnah Melech. Yeah?
It's like, let's say they say, some people should do the first two and some people should do the last two. There's no makor either way. You're fine either way. And Lamaisa, according to the Mishnah Melech, the only problem was that no one was doing one of them.
And this actually brings us to the stipler. The Gemara in Brachas, we have a model for such a psak. The Gemara in Brachas talks about the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Chacham, Machlokas HaTanaim, whether Zman Mincha goes until Plaga Mincha, which is 4:45 p.m. in Shavuos Manios, or whether Zman Mincha goes until the end of the day. Which is what it means, Shkia Sachama at 6 p.m. Shavuos Manios. So the Gemara, and the assumption is that in Rishonim, the predominant view in Rishonim is Zman Meir begins whenever Zman Mincha ends, which is an assumption. But that's a widely held assumption. So either Zman Mincha goes until 4:45 and Zman Meir starts at 4:45 and on, or Zman Mincha goes until 6, then from 6 and on is Meir. So the Gemara says, the Avid Kamar Avid. Machlok Satanam, you want to practice like the Chachamim, go ahead. You want to practice like Yehuda, go ahead. So we have a model for that type of psalm. They could have said that here also. David Kamarov. What if they say Idibawa Seba? Just say it's a suffix. And choose whichever one you want. And in Mela, you'll end up having some, maybe most will do one or the other. There'll be at least one. You won't have zero for either camp. Yeah. Why? They're relying on Sekhja Rabban Lakula.
Because if you're saying do one or the other, people that do the wrong one, you're telling them not to.
Why? If I tell someone that, look, this item is a Suffolk Yisrael Rabbanon, and there's no way to figure it out, there's no rov, there's no chazaka, there's no other evidence, and therefore it's mutter based on Suffolk Rabban Lakula. The guy tell you, go ahead and eat it, Suffolk Rabban Lakula. So, it may be, in fact, that it is treif. We're not sure whether this is actual chicken with the cheese, or it's faux soy, fake chicken. And there's no way to figure it out. They say, look, it either is Rabbanon or it's mutter. If it's real chicken, it's Rabbanon. If it's soy, then it's mutter. They say, Sveik Rabbanon Kula. So let's say that would be the psak in that case. Okay, so they said, second round cool, so you ate it. And then it turns out it really was chicken. Did you do anything wrong? In retrospect, no, because you followed the din. That's why Rabbi David writes, Shoshim Yom Kodem Achag, Rabbi David writes the beginning of Masechet Pesachim Yonah Rajba. So instead we have Chidushim of a different Talmud of the Ramban, Rabbi David, who is incredible pleasure to learn Rabbi David's. I don't know whether he never got around to, didn't have time to write on Pesachim, or the Sefer of Masechet Pesachim is lost. I'm not sure. And maybe because the Sefer of Pesachim got lost, so people spent more time copying David. David wrote other Masechets also. We don't have it, but the copies have not survived, as far as we know. But anyway, so David makes the point, if you did B'dikas Chametz, I did B'dikas Chametz in my house, I did a legitimate intensive, properly intensive B'dikas Chametz. It's not supposed to be pro forma, spend 5 minutes looking around. You actually search your house for Chametz. I search my house for Chametz, kefi hadin, with the intensity required. And then in Chol Moed, we discovered Chametz that somehow slipped by. I did an intense B'dikas and I missed something. So Rabbi Yehuda points out, you have not yet violated by Rabbi Matzeh, because you have the right to rely on Bedika. That's a form of Bira, going back to the core issues of Torah Las Vegas. I was relying on Bedika. So I said, that's fine. Now that you found the Chametz, if you don't get rid of it now, so then you will be in violation by Rabbi Matzeh as of this moment. But even if the Jew does the wrong thing and does not get rid of the Chametz, so he's in violation of Rabbi Matzeh only as of the moment he finds it. But for the first 2-3 days, he did nothing wrong because he had the right to rely on the Bedika. If I have a rove, so a fellow relied on a rove properly with all the rules and regulations we spoke about earlier in the year. Then it turns out the rove was wrong. I mean, it is the rove, but in this case, this case happens to be part of the miyot. We were mevarer, that indeed it's part of the miyot. So from the once you're mevarer, so then the rove is no longer applicable. From this point on, the din changes. But I did the right thing up until now. I followed the din. The din is follow rove. The din is follow bedika. The din is sakra ban lakula. When Chazal created din rabban, they said the rule is sakra lakula. So if I was relying on sakra lakula legitimately, I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. So that's what we could issue. Otherwise, that would gut the whole concept of sakra lakula. Right? So this is just what's unique here is that suffik draban lakula b'malkam tarti desasre. In other words, it's a bilateral, it's a two-directional suffik draban lakula. But fundamentally, we're just questioning applying suffik draban lakula. So you have the right to do that. That's how din draban work. Yeah, one last question. You're saying because you're Yosef B'di'evid? I don't know if that's true. Someone asked that yesterday during Seder. I'm not sure that's true. There are cases when Dovi points this out. Dovi Pfeiffer points that. The Mishnah does say, yeah, they didn't have Purim Mishulish. That when Tezvav falls out on Shabbos, so then you split Jews who live in Yerushalayim or other Yerushalayim of Kafas Choma, split the Dinim of Purim between Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Mikra Megillah is one of the things that cannot happen on Shabbos, and Mikra Megillah instead happens on Friday, on Yudal. That's one case where you live in Yerushalayim, but you're laying Yudal. But I don't think, Yesh La'ayin, I don't think that means that on a non Purim Mishulish year, that if you chose to lay in Yudal, you don't say B'dievet. Yeah, but if you live in Ermont and you choose to lay in Megillah on Tesvav Adar, it's zero. I think so. That's what I'm saying. If you lay in the wrong day, I believe you're not Yotzei whatsoever. You're in a Hanami. If the din is you can lay in either day B'dieved, you're Yotzei, if you lay in the wrong day, so then that's very different. I don't think that's what he's saying. He's saying, Nekar Takan Zachan Mikol Mikol. I believe so. Right, I mean, I think that's the case by Megillah. I gotta find out. Gotta look into Hilchos Megillah. But I believe the din is if you get the wrong day, if you know you're doing the wrong day, then I believe you're not having Yotzei. Now, let's say a junior Shalayim laying the Yodalit, and it wasn't Friday. So I believe that he's Mechayev to lay the next day with all three brachas. With the Berakas HaMitzvah, with the Shehachianu, because yesterday was the, I believe. Gotta check. Gotta look in Shulchan Aruch, but I believe that's the din. Okay, so that, but again, that's one approach. One approach, the Mishnah Nafs approach, is that the chiluk between Megillah and Haseva is whether it's an Akiras Hadin Lagamre or not, and we try to explain why that chiluk should matter. But they gave a tzushtal maybe to Tosa Rosh and the Bach by Akiras Davar Min HaTorah, but again, that's a somewhat questionable tzushtal. may not conceptually really be so similar. And so it's an attractive svara. The question is meheicha tesi. We're able to give a svara for the chiluk. Maybe there's a new concept of akiras hadin. The question is meheicha tesi. And also, as Ariel pointed out, even if there is such a din, it still doesn't warrant necessarily saying you have to lay in both. Just divide people into those who do a seba first two and those who do a seba last. Now the second answer that came across in Achronim, we're going to put aside at least for now, because that really relates to the heart of the lumdus of Haseba, which we're not getting into just yet. That's the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha, Arle Pomeranchik, Talmud of the Briskarovs, in his Sefer, Emek Bracha is his Sefer on Brachas and Moed, or Chaim. So he addresses, he has another, a second answer, which we'll leave aside for now, but relates, I think, to the lumdus of Haseba. They want to turn to the third answer, which is the answer of the stipler.
We're not saying the
Emek Bracha. We'll leave the Emek Bracha.
Who's the Emek
Bracha? Ayalei Pomeranchik. The stipler is the first piece in his svar. The stipler first published Sekilas Yaakov, just individual volumes on topics, but that's out of print, I think, and out of style. What's in print and in style? The Halakim, right. That's that old. Well, usually when you find the stipler, you'll find the 10-volume set. The 10-volume set is Al Seder Hashas. Al Seder Hashas, 8 volumes Al Seder Hashas, 2 volumes on Moed, 2 volumes on Zrami Moed, 2 volumes on Nashim, 2 volumes on Zikin, 2 volumes Kachim Taras, and then they have 1 volume of other Svarim that he wrote, Sefer Musar, and Sefer on Shiurim, and Sefer on Chumash, Birkas Peretz, Shurim Shal Torah, Chaya Olam, and then they have 1 volume which is Maftechos, which are excellent, remarkably excellent indexes. Indices. So anyways, in the first piece on the first Masechta, Brachos Simon Aleph. Brachos Simon Aleph, he's talking about that issue we mentioned before about Plaga Mincha versus Shkia. What's the Zman Mincha? So in the context of that, he raises the Ran in Psachim, and later on the Ran in Megillah, and even mentioned the last Siman Aleph Osei explicitly mentions the Mishnah Melech raises the Stira, Ein Shama Shetirates, and here's what I think, I believe he mentions the Mishnah Melech, and here's his answer. So his answer is not universal versus individual, but instead it has to do with the nature of the Dinim themselves. The nature of the din of Haseba versus the din of Mikra Megillah. To think about the two different options, right? As we said before, we're talking about Sveikra Bar Lakul, but Makam Tarte the Sasra. So it's not Chayim or Pater, Asra or Mutter, but it's in Chayim in A versus Chayim B. So he says, well, let's think about the relationship between A and B. You think about the relationship between the two options, the two potential chiyuvim that are in play, it's either this one or that one. That's where he thinks the key difference lies between Haseba on the one hand and Mikra Megillah and Teveria and Hutzal on the other hand. He says, let's start with Megillah. So by Megillah, the stipler says, by Megillah, either this city has to lay in Yadalad, or the city has to lay in Tezla. Right? Safik, Mukefes, Choma, Mimos, Yeshua, Buna. So either there's a Chiyav to create Mikra Megillah in Yadalad, or there's a Chiyav Mikra Megillah on Tezla. If there's a Chiyav Mikra Megillah in Yadalad, that Chiyav began, well, Yadalad. If there's a Chiyav Mikra Megillah in Tezla, that Chiyav began on Tezla. Well, Tezla. Right, Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you become chayev to read the chiyuv. Your chiyuv Mikra Megillah is chal the evening of Tezvav. If you live in Tel Aviv, your chiyuv Mikra Megillah is chal 24 hours earlier when your dalet comes in. Right. So those two options. Now I'm in a city. Now I'm in Teveria. I'm not sure if Teveria is the status of Yerushalayim or Teveria is the status of Tel Aviv. So let's play it out. the stipler says. Remember, there were three different options. One option is chayiv on both. The other option is not chayiv at all. Okay, not chayiv at all, we reject. Right? Ron, even in Megillah, Ron says, you can't apply Sidra Ban Lakula to the extent that you're for sure doing the wrong thing. But the difference was, can you just do the first one and take a pass on the second one? By Megillah, yes. By Haseba, no. Cyprus says it's really very simple. The two options by Megillah don't present themselves together. Leil Yudalid in Tel Aviv, Leil Yudalid become Chayv and Mikra Megillah. If I'm a Ben Yerushalayim, Leil Yudalid, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Leil Tezvava become Chayv and Mikra Megillah, Leil Yudalid, nothing happens. Now, instead, I'm in Tveria. Leil Yudalid, what happens? Maybe I became Chayv to Leil Megillah tonight and tomorrow, Yudalid, or maybe nothing happens. Then, 24 hours later, maybe I became Chayv in Tezvav. So there are two separate Leidos HaSafik, two separate Sveikos. Leil Yudalid, I'm a Supag whether I'm Chayv Yudalid. I may have just become Chayv, or maybe zero. Leil Tezvav was an independent Safik. Maybe became Chayv to Leil Tezvav, or maybe zero. So what it really is a regular, let's process it stipler a little bit. It's really a regular Sveg Rabban Lakula. It's a regular yes or no. Leil Yudalid had a Safik, my Chayv to Leil Megillah, or not. Period. I'm definitely, at this point, the Chiyav Tezvav, even if Tver is like Yerushalayim, no Chiyav to Leil Tezvav has been Chal yet. That Chiyav is only Chal, that Chiyav only sets in later. They're separated two different points in time. So it's a regular, normal, garden variety Safik Draban Lakula. It's not a Tarat Zisasri. It's either yes or no. So Leil Yudalid, yes or no. Leil Tezvav, yes or no. Now, so you could have gone all the way and said, well, then Leil Yudalid she meko, and Leil Tezvav she meko. So that is a sticky point in the stipler. So he says, no, but you know in advance, but we wouldn't allow you to walk out definitely doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's
right. So he says, but the real kicker, so we're not going to tell you Leil Yudalid just be Mekel, tell you again Leil Tezvav be Mekel. One could have imagined that, right? But as you said, the Ron even Megillah said, you can't for sure do the wrong thing. Sikra Ban Lakul definitely is limited that way. But once you read on Leil Yudalid, Tezvav only pops up later. So we told you, we know what's going to be coming up the road. So we told you, even though it's a Leil Yudalid, it's a suffix, you should read Megillah. Okay. But now we come to Leil Tezvav. And only now does the potential Chiyav of Mikra Megillah and Tezvav pop up. So at this point, they say, look, maybe I'm Chayv in Tezvav, or maybe not. I'm only adjudicating Mikra Megillah and Tezvav on Tezvav, when it's no longer the case that I'm definitely not Yotze, because I already was Koreb Yudalid. So since I think about and process the two Sveikos separately, when I get to Leil Tezvav, I say, I have the right to Mekel. Because it could be I'm a Chayv in Tezvav, or it could be as Rei Mekayim the Din. I'm not Vadai non-fulfillment. Right? And since they're separate Chiyuvim, I can profit from the fact that Yudalid came first. So the time I come to Tezvav, it's not Vadai no good. It's Suffolk. Masha ain't okay. It's not, and let's push a step further. What was the issue that Ron raised in Psachim? On my knuckle, Bahani, Tvei Me'ani, how could I choose to be make on this more than those? Now, we had said, one second, that's a little funny, the first ones come first. So once you do the first, you have to do the first ones. Once you did the first ones, right, the answer is, that is true by Mikra Megillah, where they're separate independent Sveikos. How are they separate independent Sveikos? Because even if there is a Chiyuv Tezvav, it's only Chal, Bilel Tezvav.
they're not, the two potential chiyuvim are not chal at the same time. Masha'enu came by a seba. Masha'enu came by a seba. The seba makes the following suggestion. Practically speaking, you're not allowed to eat matzah until after Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. But the chiyuv achilas matzah and the chiyuv Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, they're chal simultaneously at the beginning of Leil Tesvav Nisan. You're only going to eat Karm Pesach al Hasova.
But it's not the pshat that when you're full, now you become chayiv to eat Karm Pesach. Let's say if you never ended up becoming full, you're never chayiv to eat Karm Pesach. No, of course. Of course you are. As soon as Pesach begins, as soon as Shkia or Tseis of Leil Tesvav comes, you're at that moment, you become chayiv in all the mitzvah layla. You're chayiv in Torah and Matzah. And you're chayiv in Torah and Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Bizman HaMikdash, you're chayiv in Torah and Karm Pesach. With Marer. And you're chayiv midrabanan in Arba Kosos. You're chayiv midrabanan in Heseba. Everything is chal at the Haskolas Leil Tezvav. The chiyuv sets in right away. Practically speaking, you cannot be mekayim all those chiyuvim simultaneously. There is a Seder Advarim. Maybe you need to be full before you eat the Karm Pesach. Maybe you need to drink the first two kosos before you drink the last two kosos. You're not mechuyev, you're not actually going to drink the third kos until you bench. So if you haven't eaten matzah yet, you're obviously not benched yet. So in terms of the practical performance, in terms of the kiyum of these different dinim will be distributed over the next few hours in a particular sequence. But the chiyuv to your obligation to do them, the chiyuv to do all these mitzvahs, everything sets in b'leil tezvav. When the sun sets and it gets dark, the sun dips 6 degrees below the horizon, and now it's dark enough that you're seeing three kalchavim, you're now chayiv in all the mitzvah island. You might not do them right away. The kiyum may not come immediately. The kiyum may have to wait an hour or two. But the chiyuv were all chal b'tchilas halayla, simultaneously. Which means that although you're actually only going to drink the latter two kosos after the first two kosos, that's what we call them latter, because they come later, the chiyuv will be later, but the chiyuv, everything's together. Which means that the shaila of Heseba, and all the two sveikos are chal simultaneously. The suffix, whether you have a chiyuv Heseba with the first two kosos, whether you have a chiyuv Heseba with the last two kosos, both happen simultaneously. B'tchilas halayla. The suffix isn't nolad when you're actually benched. You bench, and now you're going to drink the third kos. Now you have a suffix whether to mase or not. That's when it comes up. That's when it becomes practical. Ma'asi. But the chiyuv was already, the chiyuv either was or wasn't chal hours ago at 6:52, at 7:03, whenever tzeis was. So the two shailas present themselves simultaneously. The shaila of the mason in the first two kosas, the mason in the last two kosas. I only perform the last two kosas after I perform the first two kosas. But the chiyuv, this chiyuv or that chiyuv, one or the other, whichever one is the chiyuv, was chal at the same time either way. And that, says the stipler, that's why I can't tease them apart. By Mikra Megillah, I can say, look, I couldn't take liberties with Kriya B'Yudalit because I don't have the right, Sejra Bar Lukul doesn't allow me to vaday violate the din. But when Leil Tezvav comes, and now I'm Mesupuk for the first time, and my Mechuyev to lay in Tezvav, I say, look, now that's classic Sveik Jarban Lakula. I might be Chayiv, or maybe I was Rei Mekayim the Din. It may be right, or may be wrong, to skip Tezvav. And I was Mesut by Yedalad, that was already an earlier separate suffix that I adjudicated 24 hours ago. Masha Eno came by Arba Kosos, either I'm Mechuyev that Mesut the first two, or I'm Mechuyev that Mesut the last two, but it remains a true Sveik Rabban Lakuva Makam Tahib to Desasre. It really is, they really are in at loggerheads, these two Sveikos, because everything's happening simultaneously. Because all the Chiyuv are Mechal Vasachas. Cholu Bevasachas. All the Chiyuv are Mechal Vasachas, and therefore, one of them is a Chiyuv HaSeba, the first two, a Chiyuv HaSeba, and the last two, that Chiyuv HaSeba was Chal at the moment of Seisak Kochavim. So the two Sveikos, it's the two Lados HaSafek, the two Sveikos are no Ladim at the same moment. So I can't say I already took care of that and now I'll look at this independently. No. Everything presents itself in Lamdas at Seisak Kochavim. So that's why I say, as Iran does, in Psachim, Amai Nako Bahani Che Mehani. I have no right to arbitrarily choose one set over the other. Because everything is both Sveikos present simultaneously and identically. By Mikra Megillah, that wasn't the case. One presented Tuesday night and one presented Wednesday night. So that's very different. That's very different. So that's what he says. And that's the Stiple's concept. Again, while the Mishnah Melech's Chiluk was universal versus particular, is this a shayla that applies to all of Klal Yisrael simultaneously and would risks no the din not being kept versus Megillah where it only applies to a subset of Klal Yisrael? So the din is being kept. Just these people might not be keeping the din properly. That was the Mishnah Melech's Chiluk. The Stiple's Chiluk is to look at the relation, not that the scope of this question, but the relationship between the two parts of the question. That by Megillah, the potential Chiyuv Yudal versus the potential Chiyuv Tezvav, they're independent Sveikas, they're Chal at different points in time. While the Safek, whether I'm Mechiv Temesiv, the first two versus last two, those are inextricably linked. They're inextricably intertwined. Because those two Sveikas are Chal Bevas Achas. At the same moment in time, 7:03, Tzeis HaKochavim, Leil Tezvav Nisan, I simultaneously am presented with two Shilas. Did I just get a Chiyuv Temesiv for the first two Kosos? And did I just get a Chiyuv Temesiv for the last two Kosos? One of them was Chal, not the other. I'm not sure which. So that, we don't treat them as separate, independent Sveikos. We treat that as a ball, a Gordian knot. Two Sveikos that are fused together. So I certainly can't be making on both, but I can't even choose to make on one or the other, because to choose either one would be arbitrary, because they're b'chal b'vasachas. So even to be making on the second two, but already the subject already came up hours earlier when I was still in shul, when Tzeisak HaKochavim came. And then the disciple goes on to also relate it to the machlokas, the Meiri and Rush, whether there's a notion of tarat desasre by plug, the permissibility of davening a 7 o'clock minyan. At the shayla of a 7 o'clock minyan on Friday night, if 7 o'clock means I'll be davening mincha after plug a mincha, but myr before shkia, so I'm be make like the chachamim for mincha, but I'm make like Rabbi Yehuda for myriv. So the Rush doesn't like it, and the Meiri does. The Rush says, how can you have a tarat desasre? And Meiri seems to say, no problem. The Gemara did say you could choose whomever you want to follow. David Kamar Avid. You could choose to follow Yehuda or the Chachamim. How far do you push that? The Rush says, you could choose whoever you want to follow, but you got to be consistent. Maybe consistent over a lifetime, at least consistent day by day. And Meiri seems to say, no. So the Stipler thinks that maybe if you think along these lines of Chol B'Vasachas, maybe some of that will help you to figure out the Rush, the verse of Meiri. He says maybe the Rush thinks the Avid Kamar Avid is real. Psak. And the Meiri thinks it's just Safek Rabban Lakula. Not that we have a Psak, you could do either one. It's just the whole issue is Midrabanan. Mincha Mayav is Drabanan. Zman feel a certain Drabanan. Even the Ram holds as a Chiyuv D'oraisa to daven once a day every day, but Zmanei Tefila is quite clear. Zmanei Tefila are Drabanan. So Meiri would say that's the Stiple suggests. Meiri thinks David Kamar Avid is merely an application of Sveik Drabanan Lakula, and that's why you have room for more latitude. Rush thinks it's a real Psak. David Kamar Avid, that's a Hachra. So maybe you have to take a stand. It can't just be, you can't cut both ways. You have the right to take either stand, but you're taking a stand. It's a real, not a birur, but a real achra, as opposed to saying there remains, and from the ear remains a suffix. And then he applauds, the disciple says, once it's in the ear remains a suffix, so then we could use this round type of thinking, maybe mincha, myra, separate shilos. Mincha starts before myra starts, for sure. Right? The chi of mincha was chal at mincha gedola. The chi of myriv is either chal at plag or at shkia. The chi of mincha was chal earlier. So it's not chal of azachas. They have the right to treat them as independent sveikos. And then that would explain perhaps why the Meiri would say there's no concern of a tar to the sash. Not the same as around, sort of similar type of thinking. But again, what we've been dealing with is the limits of Sveika Dirabanan Lukula. And we saw several possible limits. The first teretz in the Ran, they quote for early Rishonim, again parallel to Rashi and Beitza, that Sveika Dirabanan Lukula is limited to Bimakam Tzarech Gadol, or significant Tzarech. The first approach in the Ran, Megillah reminded us, it sounds like you wouldn't say Sveika Dirabanan Lukula against a Rov, perhaps. And then, in terms of the latter two terutzim of the Rav, this Ran second teretz in Pesach and the Ran second teretz in Megillah, so that either raises a limitation on Sveik Drabban Lukula that it can be, it can allow me to risk my personal Kiyam Adin, Chovas Agavra, but not to risk the Halacha being kept, the Mishnah Malchus approach, or for the stipler. It is inappropriate to choose arbitrarily. I might not bahani tzvei mehani. It is inappropriate to choose arbitrarily. And by the way, the stipple also fits well with that language, and that is an additional limitation. You cannot apply Sveika Dirabanan Lukula arbitrarily, but it's only arbitrary if the two chiyuvim are being chal, the two potential chiyuvim are being chal simultaneously. Masha'ini came by Mikir Megillah, because the two potential hypothetical chiyuvim are chal at a distance of 24 hours from each other, so we adjudicate each one separately. We don't consider that to be arbitrarily choosing. One taka came before the other. But by Haseba, the chiyuv, in terms of the chiyuv adin, one comes before the other, but in terms of the chiyuvim are simultaneous, and therefore it would be inappropriately arbitrary to choose one over the other. We have time for a question or two, or maybe even three. Yeah.
So I hear what the stipler is trying to say about the different time of the chiyuvim, but I don't think that makes it two different sveikos. Meaning, mitzvah, it's obvious that we're taking into account both possibilities, that either it's kafakoma or it's not. And we say that we won't let you get away with not doing either one, because you're either making hanafah that it's a walled city or that it's not a walled city. So Mamela, if I'm leaning on Yud Dalet, my Hanafa is that it's not a walled city, and therefore I cannot lean on Tet Vav, and vice versa. So if I were to come to that crossroads and I were to say, do I lean on Yud Dalet, I would say, no, Safik Darabam Kula. And then if it is a second view, which I'm not convinced that it is, but then I would get to Tet Vav, and again I would say, well, is it a walled city or is it not a walled city? And I would say again, yes, no. But they're Mamela intertwined.
Oh. So I think Adav is making a very important point. I probably overplayed the stipler's hand. I over-dramatized the stipler, probably. I probably got carried away. Right. The stipler would have... You don't have to go so far as to say that... All that's necessary to say... There remains a connection between the Safik Yudal and Safik Tezvav, as evidenced by the fact that you still can't skip out on both. So we do, to an extent, look at it as one larger picture. But what you do have is, because the chiyuv, potential chiyuv yudalit and the potential chiyuv tezvav don't have the same zman chalos, what it does allow me to do is to say that to drop tezvav because I already leaned on yudalit, that's not called an arbitrary choice. That's not a mainakal bahanit femeani. Because Yidal does precede Tezvav, not only in terms of the Kiyum, but even in terms of the Chiyuv. I was already Mekayim, Mikra, Megill, and Yidal before the Chiyuv Tezvav even would have been Chal. So I only When I sit down to figure out am I mechuyev lein tazvav, I can take into account the fact that I was ready lein yudalad because that happened before. You're thinking about the question: does man chalos achiyev? The hesay, but it's too late. Yes, I'm only going to be meisiv later, but the chiyuv already, if it started, started early.
But then again, if you want to say they're not connected, then I should be able to say no to the bill. If we're saying that they are connected, then I should have, then it would be an arbitrary decision. We can't take the kulas of both potential opinions and say we're gonna draw this kasi chakira, and it doesn't
stand. I hear what you're saying, but I think this is the distinction too. And you're saying that's why you maybe we would prefer the Mishnah Malachov. That's a weakness in the stipler. But le'idach gisa, it's a different bar. Sveik Rabban Lekula does not allow you to vade do the wrong thing. All it allows you to do is to do something which might be the wrong thing. But then there's this sort of this separate concept that the Ran introduced that you cannot apply Sveik Rabban Lekula arbitrarily. So for that issue, which is which the Ran is operating with in Psachim but not in Megillah. So what this type of suggestion is, when you talk about arbitrariness, not really so arbitrary. One came first. This is okay, but to call that non-arbitrary, it's not sufficient that you did one before the other. It needs to be that you did one before the other one was even chal. The other one chi was even chal. But it is true. Ultimately, there's one larger chi of you. Everyone's mechuyev to be kori Megillah. But at the same time, in terms of arbitrariness, we can make a distinction. Let's take one or two questions very quickly.
So I think it's sort of on the Dava thing, but a little different. I think what bothers me about the stapler is that the stapler is trying to have it both ways. He's trying to develop a chakira between Psachim and Megillah and saying that Psachim, they occur at the same time, so you can't tease them out. But Megillah, they're two separate Sveikos. And then he says, well, when you apply Safek Derabanan Lekula by Megillah, they're not two separate Sveikos, so you have to lean on your Dalet.
Right.
So why would you have to lean on your Dalet?
I agree. You are pushing Adav's point, that maybe with an added twist. Is it one Chiyuv or the two Chiyuv? So maybe let's answer like this. Let's add this. There is a single, if you're counting mitzvahs, so we don't count, Mikra Megillah is not one of the Tariq mitzvahs because it's not the Raisa. But if we were counting mitzvahs Derabanan, there's a single mitzvahs Derabanan of Mikra Megillah. And ultimately, a Jew in Yerushalayim and a Jew in Tel Aviv are both being kind of the same mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, albeit in different, with some different details. So there is a single Chiyuv Mikra Megillah, and every Jew has a Chiyuv Mikra Megillah, and that's why he needs to blame Megillah at one time or another. However, there are two options for how to do it. There is also a single Chiyuv of Haseid of Hashashtia, and either do the first or the last two. But the question is, either way, there's a single chiyuv with one of two proper ways to fulfill that chiyuv. But the question is, I'm not sure that mechuyev to be the kind that mitzvah rabbanon X way, or the kind of mechuyev to the kind that chiyuv rabbanon in Y way. Ba'ofen aleph or ba'ofen beit. Method one or method two. One of those two is incumbent upon me. I'm not sure which. Either way, it's one or two methods for the same mitzvah. One or two methods for the mitzvah of Seba, one or two methods for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. But the question is, when would that chiyuv be chal? For Haseba, either way, the chiyuv Haseba is chal, tisak chal. He's not sure which one was chal. But by Mikra Megillah, either the chiyuv Mikra Megillah was chal, leil yudalad, or the chiyuv Mikra Megillah was chal, leil tazav. I agree with you that it is a fine distinction. And I agree with you that we would have been happier if we had gone with a stipler and said, oh, and therefore, you know, Mikra Megillah, you could just totally take a free pass, get totally two separate chiyuvim lagamre. And that's why I originally presented it, which was wrong. But it's not mamish two totally separate. It's a single chiyuv, single mitzvah. But I'm not sure how the chiyuv was chal. The question is, I'm not sure, either way, a single mitzvah, I'm not sure how the chiyuv was chal, but by Haseba, I'm not sure how the chiyuv was chal, but either way it was chal at the same time. And therefore I'm thinking about, it's a
It's one double suffix. Whereas by Megillah, there is a chiyuv mikra Megillah that's incumbent upon me, but either it was chal yesterday or it was chal today. So those are two separate sveikos about a single mitzvah.